Welcome to Up to Date. I'm Steve Kraske. Gun control suddenly is all the rage in the country today in the wake of Friday's massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. That's the day Adam Lanza used a Bushmaster 223 assault rifle to kill 26 people, including 20 first graders. Today, a conversation about where this country goes from here when it comes to tough gun laws. What should be this country's response in the wake of this horrific event? Joining me this morning is Sedgwick County Judge Phil Journey, the former state senator from the Wichita area, an outspoken gun rights advocate, and a former National Rifle Association board member. And also with us this morning from St. Louis is Joan Bray. She's a former state senator from St. Louis who has worked to pass gun control measures in Jefferson City. Judge Phil Journey, get back to the question on the table here, what Joan Bray's talking about. Weapons like this, that some describe, again, as a weapon of war, is it time for them to go
there
away,
is,
Phil?
There is no provision that is going to take these firearms out of the hands of citizens.
I mean, you can't write
what
one?
The ban would be, the bill that's proposed by Senator Feinstein is prospective only. So there are 5 million, 10 million, 50 million of these firearms out in circulation now. The genie's out of the bottle.
So you're saying it wouldn't make any,
make any difference at all.
Let me bring Senator Joan Bray into this conversation.
Well, thank you, Steve. I really do believe that rational people in this country understand that gun ownership is fine. But when you have gun ownership that allows someone to assault classrooms of children and kill them and all the other horrible things that happened in just recent months, people want some sort of safety issues under control. There are good people in Congress who want to get this done, and prospective is better than nothing, but we can make people a lot safer without taking away anybody's rights.
Joining me now from Los Angeles is Adam Winkler. He's a professor of constitutional law at UCLA. He's the author of Gunfight, The Battle Over the Right to Bear Arms in America. You know, Professor, we've been talking here about the whole idea of effectiveness of various gun control measures, and Phil Journey points out that if you institute a federal assault weapons ban, what about all the guns and magazines that are still in circulation in the country? Can you craft a law that it really has much impact or not?
Very difficult in light of the fact that there are so many guns. There are 300 million guns in civilian hands in America, approximately. It's almost one per person.
Wow.
And more than one per adult. And any gun control law that you adopt in the wake of this widespread distribution of firearms is always going to be difficult in achieving its goals. But nonetheless, I think that you have to think forward about 10, 20 years from now. What can we do today that's going to limit the number of people who die from guns tomorrow and the next day?
Jane, good morning.
Good morning. I'm just really outraged by this, and I need help understanding why any private citizen would need or want an assault rifle. What is in the minds of the people that want one, and what's in the mind of the government that would allow it?
Why does anybody need a Corvette or a Porsche? You know,
but
you,
I mean,
can
drive, no,
you can drive your little Prius
this.
Back and forth to work and get the job of transportation done. But
a car is one thing, Phil. A gun that kills
explain.
People is something else. Help Jane out
well,
here a
we
little
keep
bit.
Using this car analogy on registration.
But
you know,
I mean,
they're
it
fun.
Doesn't help me
they're,
in this
they're
case.
Fun. Go down to the range and try one. They're fun to shoot. They're very small cartridges. Compared to like a deer rifle or a hunting rifle, assault weapon is a pejorative term. These are not assault rifles. Assault rifles are fully automatic. These firearms just look bad, but they're basically the same gun as that pretty wood thing someone goes and hunts deer with.
Jane?
I get it.
Yeah.
Sort of. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. Let's go to Doug here from Kansas City, Missouri. Doug, welcome to Up to Date. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you for your show.
We're wrestling an octopus today, Doug.
You are. Point number one is, in this entire discussion, the judge has only come up with one concrete answer to why any private citizen should be able to have one of these guns, and that was one, quote, because they're fun to shoot. Well, your fun needs to come with a cost, and you need to take responsibility for it. And I would propose that should these guns not be banned, that there's a tax on it to fund that data loophole that you were talking about so that state agencies and the FBI all tie in together to prevent these kinds of tragedies from happening in the future.
In fact, there are taxes on firearms and ammunition at this time.
Well, they need to be higher then.